Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has repeated his recent attacks on the news media. It happened during his speech at the Conservative Political Action Conference outside of Washington.
They're very dishonest people. In fact, in covering my comments, the dishonest media did not explain that I called the fake news the enemy of the people, the fake news. They dropped off the word fake. And all of a sudden, the story became the media is the enemy. They take the word fake out.
Several Trump supporters VOA spoke with after the speech said they agreed with the president in his belief that reporters make up fake sources to hurt him. The White House came under sharp criticism after blocking a number of news organizations from a daily question and answer session with Press Secretary Sean Spicer. Several news groups that have been critical of President Trump, including CNN and The New York Times, were among those excluded from the briefing. Other mainstream outlets were allowed to participate, including ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox. Some news organizations, including the Associated Press, refused to participate in solidarity with those who were excluded. A second suicide car bomber has targeted the location where an earlier explosion happened near the Syrian town of Al-Bab. It follows Turkish forces and their rebel allies taking much of the strategic town from the Islamic State fighters. Death toll has reached 65, including many civilians, rebel fighters, and at least two Turkish soldiers, IS fighters reportedly heading south to other Islamic State-held Syrian territories. This is VOA News. Iraqi military officials say U.S.-backed forces pushed deeper into the western half of Mosul after launching several attacks to recapture Islamic State's last main stronghold in the city. The advances come one day after counterterrorism troops regained control of the airport in Mosul that had been controlled by the Islamic State since 2014. Iraqi forces launched a new bid to retake the western areas of Iraq's second-largest city on Sunday after saying in late January that it had liberated the eastern parts of the city. International Organization for Migration reporting a surge in the number of migrant deaths on the Mediterranean, that central route linking Libya to Italy in the first 2 months of the year. Lisa Schlein now at IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration estimates 326 migrants and refugees have died this year while transiting by sea from Libya to Italy. While the numbers are alarming, IOM spokesman Joel Millman says they do not reflect the full scope of the sea tragedies.
There's a thriving business in kidnapping right now in Libya where people are being taken off the street, held to paid ransom, and then forced into these boats, just because the ransom takers are done with them and they don't want to try to pick them up again.
He says smugglers have been stealing engines from the boats and leaving the vessels drifting in the water with people aboard. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Here in the U.S., the wife of a man who was killed in a shooting at a suburban Kansas City bar says she wonders what the U.S. will do to stop hate crimes against minorities. Suniyana Damala says she wants an answer as to why her husband was gunned down in a bar by a 51-year-old white man.
He has taken a life, a very lovable soul, from everyone. His parents, my parents, our entire family back home is in grief.
Witnesses say that Adam Puritan yelled at two Indian men to get out of my country, then opened fire, killing Srinivas Kuchiboda and wounding two others. A bartender at the bar said Puritan used racial slurs before firing. Poland facing the possibility of losing its voting rights in the European Union after issues related to democracy and the rule of law. Poland has until the end of February to implement several reforms to its judicial independence and democratic institutions. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and, as always, on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.